Okay, so there's our audio. I had to reboot everything because I lost the audio. I just lost the network computer, so you can see what's going on. Let me turn this down. Why is it so goddamn loud, man? Now, you can see there, that's modulation, obviously a voice. What the hell is that? There we go. Modulation of voice. What was that, man? I had it on solo. Wow, that's it's kind of freaky. Isn't it freaky a little bit? And then you heard okay. So I don't know, man. I'll keep trying. I'll keep working it until I get it right.
That's all I bloody well can do, you know. All I bloody well can do.
And Brea's here. That's why I'm having to move around. You know, you can see her here. Here's the famous Brea.
Well, I think I can. Now, here she is.
There's her head there. She just hangs out here, man. Maybe we ought to just keep the camera on this angle so you can. You know, a friend of mine, one of my acting teachers, Daryl Hickman, said that he was watching a play one night, and all these actors were on stage acting it up, you know, and it was a Shakespearean Roman piece. And somehow, some way, a cat from backstage walked out onto the stage. And while all these actors were acting it up, he said the most compelling thing on that stage was that cat. Because the cat was just being a fucking cat and wasn't acting. And it's a great story, man. Anyway, see, and while I'm talking, she's doing far more interesting things, rubbing her face on stuff. Will you be staying after Sunday? Should I change the sheets for Monday? I'll be... Brea, help. Help. Oh, you hit me.
Hi, Brea. Hi. Did you hit me? You hit me in the head.
Will you be staying after Sunday? I better fumigate for Monday. If you're staying after Sunday, let's change the sheets. And we'll need new pillowcases to probably fumigate the room. Please just bug out Sunday night like you said. Will you be staying after Sunday? Do we gotta get Airwick for Monday? Silly. Very silly. Very silly. Wine fork. Not good. Because when there's a wine fork, that means there's a bottle to open. And if there's a bottle to open, I drink it. And if I drink it, not good. Bad things happen. No, I'm exaggerating. I'm exaggerating a little bit there. Well, what do we got here, man? Tell me all about it, dude. We gotta let your face la-dee-dee, hootie-doo, hootie-doo, and the hootie and the blowfish. Saudi mystery drives wedge between Trump and the GOP. Oh, get out of here. Now, what was the thing? Oh, being an Indian, yeah. Does Margaret have Indian blood? Bobby Dooley has Indian blood, maybe? Does that guy Dave Neener at...
Well, it turns out I've got Indian blood. I've got a little bit of Indian blood. And so we're going to be doing a special Dave Neener as an Indian. And it's something everybody ought to get into, get the DNA done. And when you do that, I think you're going to enjoy it immensely.
Yeah, look, see, Elizabeth Warren, what? That's what we got for 2020? Forget it then. You got to be fucking, Democrats, you better get goddamn serious here, okay? Quit fucking around with with the Bernie thing. You need to focus on one good, solid, strong candidate that's going to kick this motherfucker's ass. Not keep fucking around. Boy, I'll tell you, Trump was smart. He said, hey, if you're a Bernie voter, vote for me. It's the same thing. No. Any dumbass that voted for Trump because who was a Bernie fan, keep me away from people like that. They're probably fucking contagious. That doesn't get dumber than that. Doesn't get stupider than that. So this Heidi Heitkamp, she's finished. She's fucked up a campaign ad. T.I. What happened here? Rapper T.I. Oh, okay. His most recent music video features a Trump lookalike dancing without clothes in fake Oval Office. Like it or not, she's the first lady. This is the White House, Stephanie Grisham. Da-da-da-da. It's disrespectful to discuss and portray her this way simply because of politics. These kinds of vulgar attacks only further debate. Hey, bitch. I just heard the president call a woman a horse face. why the Kanye West Jim Brown lunch with Trump was a disaster. Dear 45, I ain't Kanye.
Well, thanks a lot, Phil. We're going to be donating some money. Well, thanks a lot, Phil. What we're going to be doing is donating free DNA tests to find out if you're got any Native American in you, because I think it's exciting to find out. It turns out that I've got quite a bit of Native American in me, and that's what we're going to find out on the Dave Niener Show. And we'll be doing that 6 to 9.
So you have your own show there?
Yeah, I do the 6 to 9 a.m. show, Dave Niener, Niener in the Morning, the Dave Niener Exposé, the Sun Up with Dave Niener, Back in the Box with Dave Niener, because I pretend I'm a vampire. Yeah, that's true, Phil.
And anyway...
Oh, you're in studio. Oh, sorry.
And anyway, well, Phil, it's exciting for me.
Don't let all those Mondays bother you. I wouldn't want to do. You are weird. Loving me. Will you be staying at the Sunday? Won't let it end. Trump says it's not his fault. Of course it isn't. Alaska's lieutenant governor resigns after inappropriate comments. What do you say? Jesus H. Christ. If it ain't one thing, it's something else. It was already a difficult re-election fight for Walker, a man with whom Mallett shares a brother-like bond. He learned money that Mallett had made inappropriate comments not suitable for his office. Leaders who must hold. Well, what did he goddamn say? Participant in a debate in Niagara's statement did not specify what comment. Later news conference statement. Where do you... Guess we'll never know. Or I'll have to wait. Here's another story. That's the same story. Well, now. Well, Trump, I hate to break the news to you, but the reason, if you lose the House, the whole reason is because of you, Trump. People don't like you, Trump. People don't like your policies, Trump. People don't like your fucking... politics, Trump. So yeah, it's because of you, Trump. You may not think it's your fault. It's your fault. Fact-checking the 60 Minutes interview. Who gives a shit at this point? Well, this is... Oh, God almighty. Here it is. Thousands go dark in Ventura wind event. There you go. This is what happened to us last night. There it is. High winds and power outage left thousands in the dark throughout Ventura County Monday morning, and others worried about the threat of a fire. Monday morning? What is today's Tuesday, right? What is the fucking date today, man? I don't even know. Today is Wednesday. Today's Tuesday. So last night was Monday night. I don't know what you're talking about Monday morning, Jack. I'm talking about Tuesday fucking morning. So it was a public safety power shutoff? Can't resist this. She used to be the hottest actress, this thing says. Who is it? Not Bridget Bardo. Oh, not these. I can't stand these. First of all, the clickbait, and then, you never do arrive at the picture you're interested in. Oh, fuck me. Wait a minute, man. 4 of 5, 2 of 5, 3 of 5.
5 of 5, 6 of 5, 1 of 5, 5 of 5, 5 of 5.
Don't let all those squirrels attack me again. Brea, you're just going to have to get used to it. Sister, you're here in the middle of a workspace. You dig me? You dig what I'm putting down? I know you feel me, girl, but do you really? Do you really? Because on account of... See? Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, so that having been done. Your lips are warm on Friday night, but Sunday morning you are a fright. And here is Brea the cat. Will you be staying after Sunday, or will you bathe on Monday? Testing 1, 2, 3. I don't know, Brea. I'm all
out of love.
You know how Dan Patrick just sits at a fucking microphone and does this show of his? That's all it takes, man. I can do that shit. Stand on my fucking head. And he talks about sports. He's got 6 guys that help him. What is this show? He's got his headphones on, there's a microphone, and he's talking to guys about sports. I could do that, stand on my head. I could be 50 times funnier than him, way funnier. And with these three guys helping me out, I'd talk about any goddamn thing in the world, man. Check you out, man. Stretching it all out and shit. Jeez.
I'm all out of love. Lalu, lalu, lalu.
Hey, Senator, Citizens Auxiliary Police, so I can tell you this right now, you know, it's often lost, and it's often a lot of the stuff that, hi, Phil, Dave Neener. Yeah, we're going to be doing some exciting things at KPOW. Yes, hi, Phil. Hi, Phil, yeah, it's Dave Neener here, Phil. We're doing some exciting things at K-Boy. You had it all, you said it was KPOW, it was K-Boy, K-B-Y-O, and,
That's K-Boy.
K-Boy, yeah. And K-Boy, we're going to be giving out free DNA tests so you can find out if you're Native American or not. Because it is important. The Native people are the first people of America.
World famous Phil Hendry Show at our number, 1-800-449-8666. I want to check the levels there. Yeah, that's good. Then what I want to do, that's Dave Neener. This is a police station. Testing 1 2 3 4 5 6 7 8 9 10. Testing 1 2 3 4 5 6 7 8 9 10. Testing 1 2 3 4 5 6 7 8. Okay. Yeah. What a dickhead, man. I stopped the fucking program. Sorry, I just start up a new one. Okay, 1 2 3 4 5 6 7 8 9 10. All right, brothers and sisters and sisters. brothers and sisters, this is it's Chris Norton, and I'm hoping that hello, 1 2 3 4 5, 1 2 3 4 5, 1 2 3 4 5, 1 2 3 4 5, bing, bing, bing. Get rid of it, close it, delete it, yeah. World famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com, and welcome to... All right, here we go.
Very interesting, but not funny.
Doom Bray. What's Doom Bray? What's do? What's do? Hmm? You all feeling kind of whack? I tried to give her fluids today, man. I got exactly like by half of a unit in her. Fluids is a you know, like, it's an IV, man. And cats with kidney disease need, you know, hydration and all that shit. And there's vitamin B in it. And she doesn't dig it. And I don't like putting her through it. And I thought I got a full unit in her, and I didn't. I got like a half of a fucking unit. So I'm going to have to do it again tomorrow, man. I'm sorry, Brea. Sorry, buddy.